Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
A controversial new ad puts the spotlight on the anti-white racism coming from the left. CNN is flopping big time in its new moves. And what exactly is going on with Dwyane Wade's transgender daughter, Zaya Wade? Her mother would love to find out. This is Can't Cancel Rob Smith. All right, Problematic. So I know that the midterms are coming up. I know that Republicans are going to win, and you've been hearing a lot about that. So I'm not really going to get into that too much. First of all, before we get started, let's talk about MyPillow. If you go to www.mypillow.com right now and use code RS15, you can get 15% off of anything on the site. Some of these savings are up to 66%. MyPillow has great stuff. It has great pillows. It has great slippers. It has great sheets. It's got bath towels and all sorts of stuff. And if you are an advocate for free speech and you're an advocate against cancellation of conservative-leaning entrepreneurs, you can support Mike Lindell by going to MyPillow.com and using my promo code RS15 for 15% off of anything at the site. Okay, let's get into this, Problematics. Like I said, we're not going to dig too much into the upcoming midterms. It's what everybody's talking about. I know that they are drowning you with facts and data and polls and all of this other stuff. But there is something very interesting that I came across that I wanted to talk about. This is a TV ad that is becoming actually very controversial on the left. It has gone a little viral. It has racked up a couple million views on Twitter and elsewhere. This is an ad that comes from Stephen A. Miller, who is a former senior advisor to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is in the White House. And this is his America First legal organization. And I'm just going to play this for you because I'm sure you're going to have some thoughts on this, and I have some thoughts as well. So let's just let's check this out.
When did racism against white people become okay? Joe Biden put white people last in line for COVID relief funds. Kamala Harris said disaster aid should go to non-white citizens first. Liberal politicians block access to medicine based on skin color. Progressive corporations, airlines, universities, all openly discriminate against white Americans. Racism is always wrong. The left's anti-white bigotry must stop. We are all entitled to equal treatment under law. America First Legal paid for this ad.
Very, very interesting, very, very topic. And you know, this ad goes viral the same weeks that affirmative action is close to getting, I believe, knocked down in a conservative-leaning Supreme Court. And you know, I have my thoughts about affirmative action. I think I should do like a full episode on that another time. But let's get back into this ad. So there are a lot of people on the left that have a big problem with this ad. And they call this ad things like racist. They call it dog whistle, fear mongering, all these other things. But they cannot they cannot refute the facts that are talked about in this ad. Biden's restaurant relief program excludes white male owners, a story from the Daily Wire on May 12th, 2021. Kamala Harris that said after one of the hurricanes that we had that you have to put non-white citizens first when it comes to hurricane relief in the name of equity. All right, so this is the language and the ideology that the left has started to embrace being used against them in what I think is a very effective way. Now, am I very interested in the politics of racial grievance? I am not. I never have been. I think that both parties, whether you're conservative, liberal, Republican, or Democrat, they practice racial grievance politics in different ways. The racial grievance politics of the left is targeted towards all minorities, but particularly Black Americans, particularly this idea, you know, America is racist, white supremacist, you are oppressed, you need special benefits, special privileges. If you are not in a certain place in society, it is because of racism. We all know that that's what the left says, and I've talked to you about this ad nauseum over the past 150 some odd episodes of my podcasting career. Now, the racial grievance policies or politics of the Republican Party is basically designed to make white people feel as if there's something that is being taken from them. It is made to have them feel that there's something being taken from them, that there's something to be angry about, that all of these people of color now coming for your positions, coming for your jobs, coming for your hurricane relief, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think either of these things are particularly beneficial for society. I don't think that stoking white grievance is in any way effective. I don't think that it's something the Republican Party should be doing, but it's, again, it is a response to these racial grievance policies and politics of the left. Now, the interesting thing behind this ad, there's also a mailer from the same America First Legal that goes after affirmative action and goes after the affirmative action and how it disproportionately affects Asian Americans. In fact, the discrimination against Asian Americans is the whole basis of the case that is currently being argued before the Supreme Court. And it was confirmed by somebody that, you know, worked at the post office that these mailers went out in a certain area. They were specifically targeted to Asian households. So that is very interesting. That is very brilliant. That is definitely a way to make the racial grievance politics of the left look absolutely ridiculous, because this is what it is. The racial grievance politics of the left, it is commonplace and it is celebrated to speak of African Americans or any other non-white people as victims. It is celebrated to say that we need to center these people when it comes to hurricane relief, as, you know, in Kamala Harris's comments, or when it comes to affirmative action that says that we need to let these people of color in college. And there were some statistics, and I'll go deeper into that when I do a full affirmative action episode. But it was just this craziness of the Black students that were allowed in had SAT scores that were so much lower than even, you know, whites and Asians that were not admitted. It's actually crazy when you really break down the numbers. And so on the one hand, I don't agree with racial grievance politics either way. But on the other hand, if you're going to look at it as fighting fire with fire, if you're going to look at it as we are going to use the words of these people against them in kind of the same way that the Twitter account Libs of TikTok does brilliantly. Libs of TikTok does nothing but repost the videos that these people have made. Libs of TikTok does nothing but shine a mirror and a light onto what far left liberals are actually saying. So in essence, the left and Democrats, they can be mad about it. They can call, see, they've called Stephen Miller all kinds of things. They've called him a white supremacist and a racist, and I think they call him an anti-Semite, and it, basically the same stuff that they lob for anybody that does not completely toe the line with the liberal agenda. But they've made this own bed for themselves because they have made it so commonplace and so celebrated and just such a basic talking point to say that Black people are so oppressed, are so victimized in this country, not just historically, but right now. Right now, they want you to believe that Black Americans are just unbelievably victimized in this country. So they have made that so obvious that it is easy and commonplace and obvious and celebrated for them to advocate for what basically amounts to racism in favor of Black Americans based on our history in this country, based on perceived historical discrimination, based on some of this discrimination that still exists. And by the way, I've never denied the existence of racism or the existence of discrimination or the existence of any of these other things. I mean, that stuff is real. That stuff exists. It has historically existed, and the effects of that stuff are still being seen to this day. But it is not a winning argument to say that because racism existed before and this segment of the population was the biggest victim of this racism, we should now aspire in positions of power so that we can do the same thing that was done to us before. That's not going to work. And that is particularly not going to work among the group that continues to advocate for equality, equality, equality. And notice, by the way, when you think of the language that they use, notice that nobody really says equality anymore, right? Because now they say equity. I do not even know what equity means. I do not know what that means. I know what equality means. Everybody knows what equality means. Equality means that we want for all people, regardless of race, gender, sexual orientation, any of these immutable characteristics, equality means that we all want to be on the same playing field in life. I do not know what equity means. The unfortunate thing about equality, and particularly government-engineered and socially engineered equality, is that we live in an inherently unequal world. We do. Your life is dictated by where you come from, by where your parents come from, by their education level, your education level, by the choices that you make, all of these different things. Now, can you ascend to different stations in life in America? Absolutely. I think that you can do that here more so than any other place on the planet. But it's going to be harder. It is literally going to be harder for me, not because I'm Black, or not because I'm gay, or not because of any of those things. This path in life is harder for me because I was born into a lower middle class family, because I do not have parents that went to college, because I have parents that did not know the rules of finances. It's just all of these other things. There's no government program that's going to fix that. There's certainly no language about equity that's going to fix that. The only thing that is going to fix that, whether it's me or whether it's any other people in this country, regardless of what they look like, are their choices. I am nowhere near where I want to be in the world, socially, financially, personally, anywhere, any of those other things. I'm nowhere near that. But I've been able to ascend to a certain point because of the choices that I have made. And that doesn't have anything to do with equity. That has to do with choices. And what the left does not want to ever talk about are choices. There are choices that you have in this world. And so they can talk about equity, they can talk about equality, they can talk about diversity, they can talk about all these different things. But it will not matter until different groups in this country, and I'm not talking about skin color, I'm talking about people that even come from poor and working class backgrounds. Because by the way, white people from poor and working class backgrounds are as susceptible to a lot of this BS as any Black person from the same background is. So we need to start talking about people's choices. But back to this ad, the left is not going to like this because it shines a light on exactly what they have been saying. And it does shine a light on how casually they have embraced a form of racism. But they call it equity. All right, coming up, problematics. What on earth is going on with CNN? The ratings are tanking. People are getting fired. The CNN is a big old dumpster fire. I'm going to break it down for you after the jump.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, Problematics, welcome back. All right, let's have a little media moment here. You guys know that I love to talk media. I'm a media guy. You know, I've done CNN. I've done NBC News. I do a lot of Fox. I love media guys. And I'm a media guy, and I love media gossip. So let's just get into this. Now, you guys have heard me before when I talk about Chris Licht, who is the new CEO of CNN. He's a new CEO of CNN, and he is making a lot of changes. Now, remember, if you want to go back into all of this drama, Jeff Zucker turned CNN into ATNN, the anti-Trump news network. He made a lot of money for a lot of people, and he made a lot of people very famous resistance warriors between 2015 and 2021. People like Brian Stelter, people like Don Lemon, people like Jim Acosta, people who built their entire careers on just being anti-Trump, just being resistance warriors. And it turns out that being an anti-Trump network completely destroys your brand and your credibility as a news organization. When you think of fake news, in fact, I was at a Halloween party last week. Somebody had a fake news costume on. They were a fake news reporter. And the FNN, it was literally in the CNN logo. That is how close, that is how attached CNN is to the fake news label, right? So people do not believe it. People certainly do not trust it. And so Licht has been shaking a lot of things up. He fired Brian Stelter. You know, that, like looking at that person on television is, I don't know who told that person he was a TV star. I don't know, whatever. So he's gone. And he, you know, took some fellowship job at, like, I don't know, Harvard or something like that. Like, wherever, you know, resistance warriors in the liberal media go. So he's there. So he's out at CNN. Don Lemon was, I don't even know if you can call him that popular as a primetime show host. The numbers were never really that good. But he achieved a lot of prominence during the anti-Trump era. Because when the mainstream media coalesced around being anti-Trump and made heroes of people, particularly because they were anti-Trump, it was a big inflation, I think, of a lot of people's prominence and importance. And so Don Lemon's importance and the importance of that 9 p.m. show was inflated when the numbers never really reflected that. So Lick kicked Don Lemon out, moved him down to a morning show. And trust me, Don Lemon's not crying. His contract is $11 million. Like, he, you know, he works maybe 5 hours a day. Producers write half of the stuff that he reads off the teleprompter. That's not a big deal, right? So this new morning show, CNN This Morning, right? They want to compete with Morning Joe. They want to compete with Fox and Friends, which they cannot do. Morning Joe and Fox and Friends are different for two different reasons. They're very important morning shows for two different reasons. First of all, everybody in the Beltway watches Morning Joe. It really is it's cultural. It's a cultural marker. It is a show that a lot of very important, very powerful people watch. Okay. Now, Fox and Friends is just a show that a lot of people watch, period. Now, Morning Joe generally gets about 800,000 viewers in its time slot, 6 to 9 a.m. Fox and Friends blows that out of the water, almost doubling it, right? Fox and Friends averages about 1.5 million viewers a morning. And I'm going to sound biased because I do a lot of Fox. Fox knows how to do news, and also Fox knows how to do entertainment. And if you just physically look at Fox News compared to when you look at MSNBC or when you look at CNN, Fox News is just more pleasant to look at. There are bright colors. There are good lighting. You know, there's good graphics. They just know how to do this. Now, Don Lemon got moved to a morning show on CNN. Co-hosted with Poppy Harlow. I don't really know who that is. I guess she's just one of those people that have been at CNN forever. And co-hosted by Caitlin Collins, who is their White House correspondent. I do know who that is. She popped big during the Trump years. And to her credit, you know, she started off at a conservative outlet. She started off at, I believe, the Daily Caller. I could be wrong, but it was one of those. And she became famous by just reporting, by not editorializing. Like, you don't know what her politics are. They're likely to lean liberal, or at least New York City conservative, big city conservative. Anyway, so they're the three that are the hosts of this show, promoted all over the place. I think Don Lemon got some big splashy profiles in the New York Times and Variety and all of these other sort of like dying mainstream media outlets. And the first show gets 400,000 viewers, 387,000 viewers. Not great. And in the 25-54 demo, it gets 71,000 viewers. So folks, it's a flop. All right. It's just nobody cares. Nobody cares. What I will say about Don Lemon is that he dropped a couple pounds. He looks really good. So nobody cares about this, right? Now, Fake Jake Tapper on CNN was moved into the 9 p.m. slot. They hedged their bets. They said, oh, well, you know, this is just during the midterms, blah, blah, blah. But we know that if these numbers were good, he would have stayed in the 9 p.m. slot. The numbers were not good. CNN Tonight with Jake Tapper, as it was renamed for the special period, which was not at all intended to be permanent, should the numbers have worked out. Despite all of this stuff, he averaged about 854,000 viewers in prime time, a distant third behind. Even Alex Wagner Tonight gets about 1.6 million viewers. That's on MSNBC. I don't really know who that is. And then Hannity on Fox gets 2.6 million viewers a night, right? So he got crushed. And now a spokesperson says, oh, well, you know, as part of a special lineup, Jake agreed to anchor the 9 p.m. hour through the midterms. Now he's going to be going back to the lead. He's going to be going back to doing the 4 p.m. show, which I actually watch sometimes because they do, when he's not editorializing and pretending not to editorialize, they actually report. And, you know, real reporting is actually appreciated. So what does this say? Both of these moves, absolutely, they just flopped. You know, I don't think that you can overstate how much CNN damaged and destroyed its brand in just 7 years. I remember before Trump, I remember the way that I always thought of CNN. And remember, folks, I got a master's in journalism from Columbia. I've been doing this for a while. I've always been very obsessed with cable news and this whole world, sometimes to my detriment because it is just so irrelevant these days. But it is still something that, you know, I function in because I see myself as a media person. the way that CNN was looked at was always, it was always middle of the road. It was always, we know what Fox is. We know Fox is conservative. We know what MSNBC is. It's MSDNC. Like, this is where the liberals go. This is an echo chamber for the resistance warriors. But CNN was supposed to be in the middle. CNN was trusted in that way. They threw it all out of the water. Now, number one, their numbers were good and they were doing digital very well and they were making a lot of money during the Trump years. There's a lot of money to be anti-Trump. People got over it, particularly, and I'm going to bet that should Trump have had been reelected, there nothing would have changed at CNN. If they were going to be the anti-Trump network for the next 4 years, something would have changed. But when Biden got elected, this is what happened. When Biden got elected, people started looking at the news media with a more critical eye. And I got to tell you, when it comes to people's trust of the mainstream media, when it comes to how they view it, the fact that we went from Obama to Trump to Biden, it is whiplash in the way that these presidents are treated by the mainstream media. And people see that nowadays. They see this with their own two eyes. They hear it. They know one of the reasons that I gained the platform that I have was during the Trump years, because I was looking at these things and I was looking at the ways that they would lie and I was looking at the way that they would edit clips and I was looking at the way they would tweet out half stories and I was looking at this stuff and I said, people, this is just not real. These are not facts. And it turned out that that was not good for a business model, because their numbers tanked when Biden was in. Because now Biden's in, you know, obviously all of these people in the media are biased towards liberals. And a lot of liberals go on CNN. Now, to their credit, they've been getting a little tougher on liberals nowadays. There was a clip from CNN this morning that made news where they press Katie Hobbs, who is the woman running against Carrie Lake for the governor slot in Arizona. They pressed her about the fact that, these elections are 4 days away and she refuses to debate Carrie Lake. And they pressed her on that. You know, it's very interesting seeing them press a Democrat like that, but that's what they're going to have to do because the numbers were so bad. So can CNN turn it around? I do not know. I know that if they're really going to turn it around, they're going to really have to start having some conservative-leaning viewpoints on there. They're going to really have to start having real conversations instead of a bunch of, like, you know, you can't have Ana Navarro on as a conservative. At this point, her even pretending to be a conservative is laughable because she does nothing but push Democrat talking points. So they're going to have to do something, because these numbers are telling me that people left CNN and they ain't coming back. All right, up next, folks, drama surrounding Dwayne Wade, his transgender teenage child, and his ex-wife. I'm going to break that all down for you right up next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So there's drama in Hollyweird with Dwayne Wade, his ex-wife, and his trans daughter, Zaya Wade. Oh, boy. Lord. The trans teen craze in Hollywood. Jeez, I swear to God, I don't even know where to start with this. That's gonna have to be a whole episode itself. Anyway, bottom line, Dwayne Wade legendary retired NBA player. Recently, so this person has a 15-year-old daughter named Zaya Wade, who has just came out as transgender, has been socially transitioning for about the past 4 years, right? You know, started out, you know, I'm gender fluid, I'm this, I'm trans, this kid is 12 years old. All of a sudden, now it's, you know, it's rompers and skirts and all this different stuff on social media. She's getting brand deals with Tiffany. Apparently the rumor is that, you know, she's talking to Disney Plus or something, etc. Dwayne Wade is going on all of these interviews where, oh, I love my trans child, you know, him and Gabrielle Union and the kid are cheesing and all this other stuff, you know, whatever. So news breaks that the ex-wife has filed a court order to block him and to block the child from legally changing their gender and name before 18. The ex-wife is just saying, you know, I just want this to hold off until 18, do whatever you want. And by the way, this kid socially transitioning, you know, there's hair, makeup, and heels and all this other stuff. You don't know whether or not there's any hormones or any surgery or anything like that going on. That is, you know, nobody knows. Because the tide is starting to turn on, we're just going to call it pediatric gender transition. We're going to call it the transitioning of children. The pumping of children with hormones and puberty blockers and all of these different things because they decide that they're transgender. So the wife is saying that Dwayne Wade is exploiting Zaya for financial gain. And this is what Dwayne Wade's ex-wife is named Siobhan Wade. And this is basically, you know, this from the Daily Mail. So Zaya came out at 12, came out as trans at 12 years old, super normal, in 2019. Since then, she has won modeling contracts with brands like Tiffany, Dove, and amassed hundreds of thousands of social media followers. According to Siobhan, she's also in talks for deals with Disney. Now, a trans teenager having a deal with Disney is not too much outside the realm of possibility. You know, Disney just got a lot of blowback for putting a same-sex kiss in their Lightyear movie that just came out and underperformed at the box office. There was a Disney executive that said that she loved how Disney lets her quote-unquote queer the agenda. There's a Black-oriented cartoon called The Proud Family that has an interracial gay couple. Like, all of this, like, whatever the alphabet agenda is, has long since infiltrated Disney, right? So, this is what the mother is saying. The mother is saying, in the legal filing, I have concerns that Dwayne may be pressuring our child to move forward with the name and gender change in order to capitalize on the financial opportunities that he has received from companies. She thinks that Dwayne Wade was only awarded custody, by the way, because of his money and fame. So he's got full custody of both of their children. And so she said there was a conversation in April where she says Dwayne Wade told her that a lot of money had already been made, and that additional money will be made in relation to our child's name and gender issues, which she said. Dwayne told me that he intended to make our child very famous due to the name and gender issue and also informed me that there would be endorsements, contracts associated therewith. I am concerned that our child is being commercialized at a young age and also the uncontrollable consequences of media exposure, i.e. cyberbullying, statements and or pictures taken out of context of our child in the unwanted spotlight focused on our child. Now, Dwayne Wade, who has this reputation as, oh, I'm such a good dad, oh, look at me with my trans child, et cetera, has come out with a statement on Instagram where he's called these, quote unquote, damaging lies. And so this is what he says. I'm very disappointed that she continuously finds ways of centering herself and her needs without regard to her children, says that he's not surprised by her attempt to fight Zaya's identity and drag his name through the mud. I've given her opportunity to reach out to Zaya's teachers, doctors, and therapists over the years and even meet her friends so she can get her own understanding of our child's needs for her life, etc., etc. She won't do it. So what's going on here? I do not know. I can only speculate. I have not met these people. I do not know these people. I will never meet these people. What I know is this. Children go through a lot of phases. I never went through any sort of phase. You know, I was a gay teen. I never went through a phase where I wanted to be a woman or I thought I was female or anything like that. I've always been pretty secure in gender identity. But you have a child that came out as transgender at 12 years old, by the way, 12 years old. And now this child comes out as transgender, gets more attention than they've ever gotten before. All these social media followers, everybody saying, this is great. This is incredible. Oh, Tiffany wants to work with you and Dove wants to work with you. Oh, and you're getting glammed up and all of this other stuff. And so you've got a famous, you know, you've got two famous Hollywood celebrity parents, right? Siobhan Wade is out of the picture. She does not have custody of the child. This child lives with Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, who are, you know, indoctrinating the kid into whatever this Hollywood lifestyle is. It is very trendy. There seem to be a lot of Hollywood actors and actresses that have transgender children. Jamie Lee Curtis has a trans child. Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, like, their child is transgender. There's a lot of trans kid stuff going on in Hollywood, which is very interesting since transgender people make 1/3 of 1% of the population, and nobody had ever heard of a transgender minor prior to even 2005. So all of a sudden, with the advent and the explosion of social media, all of a sudden we have this completely new phenomenon of transgender children that nobody had ever heard of before. And the detractors will say, oh, it's because of social media that they feel compelled to be their authentic selves and they were always around and et cetera, et cetera. And then they try to trans people in the past. Like, it's all crazy. I don't know whether this kid is trans or not. I don't know anything. The only thing I know is that this is a child. And perhaps making a celebrity and a transgender icon out of a 15-year-old child that may very well be going through some sort of phase with gender identity is not the best thing. And I will tell you this, when it comes to little black boys in this world, little black boys don't get a whole lot of attention, okay? And so this kid all of a sudden is getting all of the attention in the world. What do you think happens if Zaya Wade decides that, oh, you know, that was just a phase, you know, that was fun, but like, I think I'm a man now, I think I like man stuff, and I think I want to go be a ball player, whatever. All of those brand deals, all of that attention, all of that Disney stuff, oh, all of these little glam red carpets, all of that stuff goes away. Now you're not special anymore. You're just a black gay boy, right? So it is very interesting that this is happening. It's very interesting to look at this. It's very interesting to have a critical perspective when it comes to all of this stuff. We have to realize, and again, they have not been open about any sort of medical transitioning that this child is doing. We all know that the most famous example of a quote-unquote trans child is Jazz Jennings. And if you've never heard that name, look it up. And so this is one of the first kids to have been put on puberty blockers, has had many, many, many multiple complications with surgery, is now morbidly obese and depressed and going through all sorts of health, all sorts of stuff. This kid is screwed up. Jazz Jennings is screwed up. Oh, and they're still rolling the cameras on TLC. By the way, that reality show has been on for a decade. They're not going to stop rolling the cameras on that particular train wreck. And all I'm saying is somebody that has compassion and empathy for these, maybe they're LGBT, whatever, these youth that are gender nonconforming, maybe they will grow up to be transgender, maybe they're just gay kids. Stop putting such an emphasis on it. if the kid is gender nonconforming or if the kid decides that they want to be trans when they're 18 years old, let them do that then. The focus on kids and the focus on putting an adult ideology on children that is coming from the far left is super creepy. Gays are getting creeped out by it. Straights are getting creeped out by it. There's a lot of people that are getting creeped out by this. And it is not doing the left any favors. So the only thing that I can hope is that whoever's advising this child, this 15-year-old child, knows what they're doing. And I would hope that at least they do not go under the knife or have any sort of transitions or hormones or any of that crap until they're 18 years old. And if you want to know where this leads when it's not a happily ever after, why don't you go ahead and go to Twitter and search The Transitioners and listen to some of the horrible, horrific, heartbreaking stories of people who started going through gender transitions as teenagers and who are now medical patients for the rest of their lives and are dealing with medical complications and unbelievable stuff for the rest of their lives because they hopped on a trend because social media told them it was cool. I don't know if this is happening with Dwayne Wade's child, but something tells me that this mother is legitimately concerned about this. And I think she should be. All right, Problematics, thank you so much for joining. As always, you can find Can't Cancel Rob Smith every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday on iHeart Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, you can always go to MyPillow.com and use code RS15 for 15% off of everything on the site. Those are savings of up to 66%. See you next week.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.